This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, Daryl and Hans with you this evening on The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music.
Yeah, and the fresh new music that you heard just now was a tune that was made in the region, a collaboration between musicians across the Nusantara, featuring our very own Azmil Yuno, Art Fazil from Singapore, Amboro, PB Adi, Reza and Rifki Afsari.
Whole bunch of names.
Yes, they call themselves Tugas Nusantara, and together with Rul Darwis, that was For Better Days.
Great stuff. Our second story of this evening, we're going to be casting a spotlight on a very unique music service in Malaysia. It's called Songbar, which is song dedications over the phone.
Ooh.
Hanif, I'm sure you know, we all know of the old radio format, right, of song dedications. You play it to someone, you call into a radio station, you play it to, you try to make sure that the recipient is listening to the radio at that time.
Yeah.
I wonder if there are still shows like that in Malaysia.
I think we still have them, but I don't think it's as active as it was once upon a time.
Yeah, so something to fill that gap, I guess, is something that sets apart this initiative, Songbar, is that the song dedications are sung live by a musician.
Oh, okay. So it's a new initiative, barely 3 months old, but it's already making waves, especially in these times when I guess people are apart, right? So how it works is that you can choose an order, choose an order while on the Songbar page. The catalog is pretty extensive, but having looked through the catalog, you're limited by the songs that the musicians are able to perform, right? So you have Christmas tunes, rock classics to popular music of today. Once you have chosen the song, you can set a time and then you're done, you know? The team from Songbar will then call up the recipient to perform the song. The thing is, though, it's a surprise call, so the recipients wouldn't know that it's coming. And I'm the kind of person to not pick up phone calls from unidentified numbers. So, yeah, I wonder whether, like, it will work on me. But, you know, maybe that's just me.
That's me too, bro. So, yeah. To find out more about this very interesting service, Songbar, on the line with us this evening, we have Rui Ong, the founder of Songbar. Rui, welcome to the program. This is a very unique idea. And like we said, you know, especially during the pandemic, when people can't see each other, right? You know, how did this idea come about, Rui?
So basically, like, it came across when I was struggling to find a gift for my friend's birthday 2 months ago. It was quite recent. So usually, you know, on usual day, we would just celebrate out having a meal or things like that. But we can't do it during MCO. It was in the middle of EMCO. So I'm pretty sure she will receive a lot of cakes as well. I'm not sure whether she can finish it. So I was like, oh, I cannot go out and get a gift. And so happened, I have quite a few of musician friends. They're also struggling with COVID. So that's how this idea came across me. Like, what if I can send live music as a gift for my friend's birthday? Once I have the idea, I asked a few of my musician friends and they're very, very keen. So I think it's, you know, thanks to their help, and then we make this happen. So at first, I wasn't very sure, whether, you know, this will be a widely accepted ideas. So I tested with my friends and people around me. And surprisingly, it was like the response was very good. And interestingly, like, they use it for other reasons as well. Some of them send to their partners in foreign countries in a long distance relationship, to their ex. Some friends with business, they even schedule songs for birthday songs for their staff, because they can't celebrate in office anymore, so they send songs to their staff, and even clients, agents send to their clients and things like that. So, yeah.
Interesting, yeah. But these days, phone calls are perceived to be as old-fashioned, right? So how is this different from just sending a link to music or even a WhatsApp voice note? You know, what makes, I guess, the phone call approach more personal, I suppose?
I guess, like, people just, you can definitely send a birthday, happy birthday text to your friend as well, but, you know, hundreds of people may be doing that, or, you know, just sending a happy birthday message on Facebook. So I guess, like, you know, receiving a call people are definitely the surprise element of it. And, you know, the two-way communication with the musician as well. There are a lot of funny stories that happen. So I guess that is a part of the experience as well. Like, when they first pick up the call, they thought it's like a scam or something. Yeah. And then, so we have to talk them through and then, you know, chit chat with them. I think that is a special experience that you get, you know, on a call compared to like, you know, just a text or something.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I'm that kind of person, you know, I don't pick up calls from unidentified numbers. And even if I do, I almost 60% feel it's a scam, right? How does Songba go around this, especially, you know, since it's such a wholesome gift?
Well, we do multiple call attempts. People do pick up. Most people pick up eventually. Mm-hmm. So there are definitely still a few cases, very, very few cases to that point that, you know, they, after, you know, 5 or 6 call attempts, they still ignore our calls. So we have no choice. But so eventually we will send them a voice message instead. So they always text us back, oh, sorry about that, I didn't know you are. They are still very happy with it.
All right. So who are the demographic that use Songba? What have been the popular occasions where people would place a song order?
I would say definitely the very common calls are birthday and also love songs for their partners. And usually it's like, you know, guys sending songs to their girlfriends, and when the girlfriend know about this, they send more songs to their friends on their birthday and things like that. Yeah, there are, like I mentioned just now, there are also you know, quite a few calls that I myself find unexpected as well. It's like to their ex and also like to their clients, to their staff. So these are the some special calls. Very nice of, you know, the bosses and. And yeah,
for sure. Rui, the catalog of cover songs in Songba is quite extensive, you know. Did your group and your team of musicians already master the song, or did you have to learn all these songs from scratch? And also, are there any original tunes in the catalog?
Oh, definitely. So the songs that are in our song list are the songs that our musicians are very confident in. So we do have singers that are, you know, very familiar in a different genre and different language. So we will basically assign calls to respective musicians that are very familiar with that particular song. Mm. We are continuously expanding our song list, which, you know, this is something that our customer or, you know, just whoever, our followers on Facebook, just anyone just can just, you know, go to our Facebook and, you know, drop us a recommendation to say, hey, why not add this song? Yeah. Some of our musicians are actually composers as well. So if they are happy to, you know, write a song for us, yeah, definitely.
So what are your future plans for the platform?
I would say mostly two parts. As you mentioned, like, you know, we are still very new. So there are definitely things that we are trying very hard to improve. It goes from, like, you know, song selection and, you know, our store, the user experience on our store and things like that. And on a longer term mission, we look at us as we want to be a place where, you know, we make people happy and help them stay positive. I mean, COVID is making things tough for most people now, but even without COVID, there are always times where we celebrate, and there are times where things aren't going so well and then we need some encouragement and stuff. So we hope that this is a place when you are going through a tough time, you can come to us, share us your story, and then we can always cheer you up with the power of music. So, and we hope to do this internationally, that's the key. So yeah, this is the plan going forward.
Rui Ong, the founder of Songba. Sounds like a really interesting initiative, I would say. I'm not sure yet how it will work, as I've not tried it, but it does sound very intriguing to me.
Definitely. I think, you know, sometimes, you know, I think once upon a time people were like, oh, you know, song dedications are a bit cheesy, but I think in this kind of like approach attempt, yeah, you know, bringing it back, it's kind of cool, I feel.
Live music, right? Yeah. You're not just listening to a song, you're listening to someone perform, I guess.
Yeah.
If you'd like to check it out, do head over to their site, songbar.beatmix.com, and place the order for your friends and family. Up next, we're going to be talking about a couple of deaths that have been happening in the music industry, and also some court dramas that's been happening. But first up, here's a new tune from one of my favorite drummers, Richard Spaven, trying his hand at some hip hop with the track Don't Ask. Stay tuned, this is The Pulse, only here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.